Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. It was a wonderful event that went on last fall, and it is back by popular demand thanks to the labors of Stephanie Neighbor of Neighbor Realty and Glenn Neighbor of V Construction. And Glenn is here to tell us all about Grooves in the Grove, which is a series of Sunday evening concerts at Poplar Grove Plantation in Scotts Hill. So, Glenn, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
You really did well with this last year. You had the first couple of times the crowds were small, but then it started to really, the word got out.
It really did. Out of the eight concerts, I believe the minimum that we had at any one event was 200 people.
What?
And that's including that first event. So it really went well. We had, I think at one event, we estimated about 500 people. That was the largest turnout that we had.
Mm.
And there was still plenty of more room to be had.
Yeah.
Out there at Poplar Grove.
Yeah, there's plenty of room there. Is it kind of like next to the Manor House? There's that whole big area where they have the classy chassis car shows and the urban garden fair and all that.
Right. Well, one thing that people recognize out there behind that Manor House, there's a gazebo. And that's where the bands play. The bands we set up in the gazebo, and then the crowd just filters back from there. And it is just a picture-perfect setting for this type of event.
This is a good time of year also to have a series of outdoor concerts. You're not going to have the heat and not so likely to have thunderstorms. A few maybe, but
We got chased on one week. I think one of the bands that's playing here this year, Wooden Steel, had to show up on a rather potentially rainy night. But they played well and the crowd still came and it was still a wonderful event.
That is so cool. Now, it's just out on the grounds there with the band at the gazebo. So people are encouraged to bring blankets, chairs.
Absolutely. Make yourself comfortable. This is fashioned after we tend to go to the North Carolina mountains a lot in a town called Valley Crucis. And at Valley Crucis Park, every Friday night in the summertime, they would have a music series. And that's where this idea kind of generated from. And every time we would be at Poplar Grove, we would talk to each other, Stephanie and I, about what a wonderful setting this would be for a similar event. And bring your coolers, picnics, blankets, and just enjoy it.
There is also food provided. The wonderful chef Keith Rhodes brings his Catch food truck. Is that right?
He does. It's only going to be on some particular nights. We couldn't get them for all the events, but I believe September 21st, 28th, and October 5th, all of those nights, the Catch food truck will be out there.
Okay. Is it listed on the Poplar Grove website which nights Keith Rhodes will be there with his Catch truck?
It should be, yeah.
Okay.
Everything is listed on the poplargrove.org website.
Great. Poplargrove.org. You can see the lineup of the bands there, but we'll also be talking about them in just a moment. You also mentioned to me before we came on the air, Glenn, that there are some raffles and some prizes and unexpected goodies like that that are part of the festivities.
Yeah, this is a free event to the public for everybody to come out, and yet you could end up being paid to be out there. So we do a little thing to raise money for Poplar Grove called the 50-50 raffle. Basically, you buy your tickets and half the proceeds go to the winner and half goes to Poplar Grove. But in addition to that, this year, we've been able to garner some other prizes, such as a trip to Valley Crucis. We have some gift cards from a couple different places and some gift baskets. So there's going to be some additional prizes with that raffle that should make it really exciting, and you could actually have a profitable evening while listening to great music for free.
I love that. That's great.
How could it be any better?
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Glenn Neighbor. His wife, Stephanie, runs Neighbor Realty, or she's part of that group. Mm-hmm. And Glenn is with V Construction. And they put on this wonderful thing last year called Grooves in the Grove, a series of Sunday night concerts every Sunday from 5 to 7 at Poplar Grove Plantation in Scotts Hill. The first one is coming up this Sunday at Poplar Grove, and the series is 8 concerts running through October 26th. So we'll take a little time now, Glenn, and talk with us about some of the musicians that are going to be part of this.
Well, we're really excited. One of our passions is great music, so we've made a great effort, specifically Stephanie, in finding these bands. First of all the bands are local, except for one. There's one band, Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends, who is from Chapel Hill. Everyone else is from this area, and just a tremendous community of musicians that we have around here. First of all, I want to acknowledge that, because there are some that we talked to and looked at and played last year that are not playing this year. But one thing I want to touch on, there's two returning. We'll kick it off this Sunday with South of K. Just a great group of guys from the Curry Beach area. Exciting, just brand of bluegrass, and just fun to listen to. As a matter of fact, they've just been nominated for Best Local Band in the Star News Shore Picks. So check them out there. But that'll be a great one to start off this week.
And you and Stephanie both are big bluegrass fans, right?
Well, again, coming from that Valley Crucis setting, that's something we really love, that bluegrass. And a lot of these bands are some combination of bluegrass, folk, there's some jazz in there, but just stuff that goes perfect in this setting.
Great. So South of K is the first one. That's this Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Who
right.
comes after that?
After that, I believe, is Masonboro Sound. And again, that's going to be a bluegrass, folk, acoustic, three-part harmony band. They're just going to be a lot of fun as well. We have Massive Grass.
Massive Grass.
Massive Grass. And
that one from before. They came, didn't they? Or at least I recognize the name.
I don't believe that they did come to Grooves in the Grove last year. But again, they are local. Although they grew up in the foothills of North Carolina, they provide like an alternative bluegrass sound that I think everybody's going to really enjoy. And then the next band is Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends, which is the one I said is from Chapel Hill.
What kind of music do they do?
They say fusing old Appalachia and top shelf Americana. And also, they recently recorded live on the R State Magazine's library. Another really neat thing. They're a four-piece string band.
Okay.
We have the Doug Irvin Quartet. That's going to be more of a jazz feel.
Always a big audience for that.
It's going to be great. And a little side note there, one of their members, Benny Hill, who a lot of people recognize from around
yes.
here, Benny actually played our wedding. So we have a
connection there.
We have a connection there. We love
an in
Benny.
With Benny. He's terrific.
He really is.
Yeah.
So we're expecting a lot out of them. The Mac and Juice Quartet, they actually recently played here at WHQR.
They did.
And they have a new album out called Step Into the Light. And again, kind of jazz, mixed meter rock. It's going to be another lively and fun band. Possum Creek Bluegrass Band. A little side note on those, obviously called the Bluegrass Band, so I don't have to describe their type of music. But they were recently featured on a movie, Tammy.
Oh, I'll be darned.
And they were on the soundtrack and featured in the film.
Well,
so.
Oh, good for them. Now, hold on just a second.
Yeah,
I just had this thought.
Go ahead.
Do the musicians get paid? Or are they doing it out of the love of their hearts?
The musicians do get paid.
Good.
I will add that they are doing it out of the love for the area and out of love in their heart, because they're also giving us some great rates that the sponsors were able to jump up and pay for. But it's been an incredibly reasonable and gracious, probably getting their gas covered.
So you do have some sponsors that are helping out with the financial end of things so you can keep the concerts free for the audience.
Exactly. The idea is that the people come and enjoy it. Everything is free for the audience, and whatever's left over is for Poplar Grove to help support them.
I love it. Now, we've got a band or two yet to go, or have we covered them all?
I think I've run through everybody other than Wooden Steel Band, which, along with South of K, is the only other band that played last year. Now, we're encouraged to get some bands back, but then we also wanted to have some fresh bands in there and really mix it up. So
is that wood and steel or wooden?
Wooden
steel.
Wooden steel. So the Wooden Steel Band.
Drums?
Yeah, it's gonna be excellent. They describe their sound as Americana fusion, and last year they played, the only thing I think I mentioned at the beginning, they were the ones that got stuck on the rainy night, the only rainy Sunday of the event.
But they played.
But they came out and they played, and the people showed up, and actually the rain kind of stayed away. But it was one of our smaller crowds, and it was one of the bands that Stephanie and I really felt like was one of the strongest bands we had out there. So I'm hoping that they'll get some good weather and that they'll get a lot of people out there this year. They're on our final night.
Okay.
Which is, I think, October 26th.
26th, right. We've got just about a minute left, Glenn. Just kind of give us a sense of how much goes into organizing this. This must go on for months before the first band actually sets foot in the gazebo.
It does. It has been a labor of love. I will say that my wife, Stephanie, took the reins on this and ran with it from start to finish. Obviously, the great folks at Poplar Grove and everybody here at WHQR and all the other people that helped us. I mean, we have people helping us, but Stephanie has done a lot of work to put this together, interview the band, find the right fit, just to make sure that when you come out there, you're just going to have a fantastic time and get to listen to great music. And did I mention for free?
There you go. Grooves in the Grove every Sunday evening from 5 to 7, starting this Sunday. And there'll be bands every Sunday night through October 26th. It is free. The Catch Food Truck will be there some nights. There'll be raffles and prizes. Poplar Grove is in Scotts Hill. If you start out in downtown Wilmington and head up Highway 17, you'll go on past Ogden. And then once you get in Scotts Hill, you'll see this beautiful old plantation set back from the road on the right side of the road. Glenn Naber, thanks for doing this, and thanks for telling us about it.
And thank you for supporting us and having me here. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is WHQR.